This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jamie is here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Remember last week we both said, we're going to fly. We're fine. It's terrible what's happening. It's remarkable, you know, how nobody died with the plane landing upside down. I mean, is it every day now that we have some drama?
I mean, it does feel that way. I will say I did get on an airplane Friday, and I came back on an airplane Sunday, and all went well from Portland to LAX. So, you know, just got to cross your fingers and hope for the best, I guess.
I'm hoping for a little bit more, but I understand that philosophy. We had the Delta flight yesterday with smoke, but now today at Midway, okay, seriously, the people listening right now who've flown into Midway, it's a high percentage where a Southwest Airlines flight is about to land. I mean, it's feet from landing, and wait, here comes a small plane. I got to zoom and go straight up in the air really quick.
Oh, I know. The video's not pretty. That the smoke in the cabin, too, in Atlanta or Columbia, wherever it was in the Southeast yesterday, that was another one that you're like, I don't know how those people all remained as calm as they were.
Yeah. I mean, just, you're right. I mean, but the Southwest flight, I portrayed it accurately, right? It's feet from landing, and it's about to, in car parlance, T-bone a private plane, which is like, what am I doing? I'm just crossing this particular runway, and thank God this Southwest pilot and the crew did such a great job.
I know. Well, you know, that's where I say cross your fingers and hope for the best. The pilots are having to do a little bit more than that, but, you know.
Oh, you Dave, should that be the new – should we call Delta Airlines and say, we got a new marketing idea, Delta. Our friend Jamie Yukis gave it to us. Cross your fingers. We hope we all get there.
Yeah, you used to fly the friendly skies. No. We're done with that. Cross your fingers, say your prayers. Good luck to you.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, my. Yes. Yes. And again, if I, after the show, was hopping on a plane, I would do it every single time. I would.
After we talked last, We have a trip coming up at the end of, end of March, early April for my stepson's spring break. I fully intend to get on that flight. You know, it's like if you actually look at the statistics, because the CBS confirmed actually looked at
some numbers and found that, you know, in actuality, incidents are actually down this year. So I do think what happens sometimes, Chad, is we get into this news cycle. I'm just wondering, okay, if incidents are down, did we just not play them as prominently, or maybe we heard about them, but we didn't, you know, maybe they ran, you know, in video one time, but they didn't end up just getting looped on everybody's feeds. You know, and we've seen this with other things, right? Like, I think about how, remember when Scott Peterson, who's now convicted of killing his wife, Lacey, you know, years ago, when that
huge
happened,
story.
Suddenly we started hearing about every pregnant woman that went missing.
Yeah,
even if it was, you know, for 24 hours, it was like that said the news. And I think, you know, we've had other, there's other stories like that that end up, you know, happening. So I think we as a media do have a responsibility to really look at this and go, is this fully real, or is part of this just because, you know, we're hearing about it more?
That is a, it's a very good question. It's one we raise a lot. It's one I wrestle with when I'm hosting the show and I'm talking about things. And yes, trying to make it compelling, but also not trying to distort and overreact. Because we have so many platforms now, Jamie, to glean this information. I mean, this flight happens, this one out of Midway, and about 5 minutes later, it's everywhere on Twitter. Or it's so we all see it so instantly. And then because we've all consumed, and obviously the flight into Toronto, that deserves every bit of all of our attention.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know? Absolutely, yes.
But the other ones, to some degree, they were happening, but we don't have local stations which have five newscasts. We don't have as many talk shows. We don't have as many podcasts. X, Snapchat, you name it. It's out there everywhere you can find it.
Yep.
All right, how about this one? Here's another travel one for you. So a couple is on a flight, okay?
Okay.
They're flying from Melbourne to Venice. Sounds fantastic, right?
Melbourne, Australia to Venice, Italy, just so I'm clear.
Okay. Yes. The person next to him?
That's a long flight.
That is a long flight. Yeah.
It's a very long flight.
Wait till you hear this little caveat to the flight. Dave, you want it? Dave, why don't you chime in? Why don't you tell Jamie the caveat to this long flight?
Well, they had a woman next to them on the flight. Everything was going fine until about midway through. I guess more towards the back end, but still with about four hours to go. The woman died.
I heard about this. Yeah.
Woman died.
The woman dies. Dies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's most importantly, a life was lost. Okay, that's incredibly sad. They then were forced to sit next to the deceased body for the remaining 4 hours before they had the flight transfer. They had a transfer.
Right.
What?
Right.
Jamie Yuccas, czar of all airline travel, under that circumstance, what should have happened?
I'm just trying to think. I've got a lot of thoughts in my head right now. So first of all, I'm trying to think over Earth where, like, depending on which direction they went, there's not a whole lot of places to stop, potentially, on that route.
Right.
So that's a little understandable. And there's places you may not, security-wise, want to stop for an emergency landing. So that goes through my mind. I also think, I think these airlines are packing their planes in ridiculous ways that if something like this were to happen, because people die, you should have other space to maybe be able to move people, or, you know, or a space to put the body. I don't think you need to keep, if we're packing these planes so tight that we have to keep people next to a body for 4 hours, that's an issue.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't think they're going to turn down the revenue to reconfigure the planes to have the death zone. So in case somebody dies, we have this sealed area where we put the deceased body.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, there's no jump seat or, like, there's nowhere to put these people. I don't know.
So. They also add, and Dave, you're the one who sent this to me, it was traumatic for a lot of people because they were watching the person lose her life. They were they were trying to save her, right? So then she's there. I mean, I thought of, Jamie, do you bring the person back into one of the bathrooms? But
that's what I'm saying.
Then,
like
I mean, then you're taking the body. You don't have a sheet.
I don't know.
I mean,
there's no good.
So,
none of this is good. It's all bad. None of it's good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything
Dave,
we could talk about?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Again, so far we've set it aflight. Good luck, you might crash. And now, good luck, you might die.
Or have to sit next to a dead person and be traumatized.
Dave Harrigan,
forever.
What do you? I have now fired Jamie as czar of all airline travel.
That's tough.
I've appointed you. What are you doing in this case?
What can you do other than every plane now needs a morgue in the back, just in case.
Yes, I don't think you can do anything.
Yeah, every flight becomes comes equipped with an air marshal and an undertaker. You never know.
Exactly. Oh my God, it's not good. Are you around? Not this Friday. Well, actually, are you around? Wait, let's the next two Fridays. Are you around? Because there might be somebody who wants to come up and see you.
Oh, really? Well, this coming Friday happens to be my husband. We're celebrating our February 29th anniversary on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you really want me to be right in the middle of that. So sure. How about the following Friday?
We're supposed to have dinner at a friend's house, but I'm thinking about it. You and this guy who is our friend could actually end up becoming like very good. You're very similar people, I'm realizing. Apparently, I collect people like you. Just depends if you come to L.A. or not.
Okay. Okay. Dave, what am I going to think about this person if Jamie thinks I'm like this person?
I think you're
Is
not going to be impressed.
I'm going to leave this place absolutely devastated and never want to be on the radio ever again.
You're going to find out what Jamie really thinks of you.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I really hope it's Matthew McConaughey or Bradley Cooper. I mean, if it's just some annoying guy.
Look, yeah. he does golf at the Bel Air Country Club, so you may want to, you know, hit up that relationship.
I love him already. He's like a brother to me.
Look how that turned around real quick.
Yes. Yes. I mean, so he murdered two people and he's got an extra arm. That's fine. I mean, there's no problem with that. Yeah. All right. Pretty sure that's going to happen, and I'm bringing my significant other, too. So let's –
Okay. Well, if you wanted to come on Saturday, you're welcome to come bowling because we're doing a big anniversary bowling celebration Saturday.
What kind of bowler is Jamie Yuccas?
I'm terrible, but I have a great time.
Yeah. Do you prefer to use – are you a purist or do you want the bumpers?
What does that mean? Well, I mean, I probably should take the bumpers, but I'm a purist, so –
You're a purist.
It's fun to watch me. I have a funny little spin sometimes that gets a little crazy.
Do you do the spin? Right. Like, do you have the little hand grip on? Do you do that?
Yeah. No, I don't have that hand grip on. No. I do have to say, my mother Karen, as a kid, she was in bowling league for years. So genetically,
nice.
I should be good at this, and I'm not. I know.
You should.
I know.
Can Karen kick your butt in bowling?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
All right, no bowling for me. I'll reach out to you. Let's plan on the following Friday. Unless we have a little rain in Fort Myers, I'll be heading up there to see you. So thank
All
you.
Right.
Have
see
a great
later.
Day.
Bye.
Jamie Yuccas, right here on CCO. What would you do if I make you now the czar, of this airplane, and someone dies? Really upbeat thought to think of. We're saying there's not, I mean, we're going to cover the person with a blanket, right, Dave? That's it, right?
I think that's a start.
I kind of like my bathroom idea best. You cover the person with a blanket, if they even have blankets. Half the planes now don't have blankets. And you put the person respectfully in the lavatory.
Respectfully.
I'm trying to do so.
It's hard to get in one of those things just by yourself. How are you going to get the body in there without dropping it and banging it against the wall?
I don't think it's going to be very respectfully.
No.
You know? Going to wedge it in there? And then if it's like, again, if it's your dad or mom or wife or husband, you're going to want to know how the body was treated?
Yes, you will.
Yeah. It's not an easy scenario. That's what our listeners are for. Czar, step in. 651-461-9226.